This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Stuart McMillan, filling in for Scott Jagow this weekend when we're talking about the GDP, the gross domestic product. What is it? Why do people pay so much attention to it? We have Mike Kyman with us this morning. He's the senior econ education specialist. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here. Love it.
Can you explain what the GDP is in simple terms? What is it?
Sure. So GDP is gross domestic product. It's what is known as a macro indicator and is one of the largest and most reported figures to determine just kind of the overall health of the economy. It's reported in dollars, and it is the sum total. If you think about all of the final goods, and I'll mention what that is a little bit later, all of the final goods in the economy that are bought in any particular period of time, whether that's a quarter or a year, those are usually the two that you most hear about that. So if you could somehow magically create this huge receipt on New Year's Eve of everything that was bought in the United States, number one, the receipt would be incredibly long.
Yeah.
And then number two, that number at the bottom of the receipt is going to be really, really big. So how big? We're talking like trillions of dollars. And so, you know, sometimes that number kind of gets a little overwhelming. And so sometimes you might hear there is GDP, but then there is also real GDP. And real GDP is kind of an accounting shift where we can adjust for inflation. That way, then we can make comparisons between a time period a little bit better. So it, because it adjusts for inflation, it's still a very big number, but it's one that economists use a little bit more than what is sometimes referred to as nominal GDP.
I got you. So how do the changes in the GDP really affect like everyday life? What would you say?
So the way that I kind of describe GDP, it's like when you go to the doctor. And the first thing you do when you get to the doctor is they usually take your vitals. And the first vital that more often they take is your temperature. And GDP is a lot like the economy's temperature. So if you are running a fever, you know, okay, something's wrong. I'm sick, but you're not going to be able to identify what the illness is. The same thing is going on with GDP. If GDP is growing, and sometimes at a rate, you know, depending upon, you know, you'll hear things like 2% GDP growth or 6% GDP growth. And what that indicates is that the economy is moving and growing at a healthy rate. Sometimes you'll hear, oh, GDP slowed. That means growth is still going on, but there's something going on in the economy where there might be some headwinds that the economy is facing. Where things really become important to understand is when you start to get into negative GDP growth. And that's the sign of a recession.
So how is it measured?
So it's measured. There's a government agency called the Bureau of Economic Analysis, or BEA for short. They are tasked to report this figure four times a year, every quarter. So spring, early summer, mid-fall, and then at the end of the year. What they do is they conduct surveys. They kind of come up with estimations of everything that's bought. And then they break that down into who's buying the stuff. Is it consumers? Is it companies who are investing in, let's say, building a new factory or some kind of capital improvement like that? Is it the government spending money on buying a new aircraft carrier or, you know, something like that. So all of that is tabulated into GDP. And then the final component of GDP is we also have to account for imports and exports. So everything that we make in this country that we send overseas, that's calculated in GDP. But then we also have to account for everything that is brought into the United States as well. So the BEA is in charge of all of that. And then they report that 4 times a year. And then sometimes if you're really paying attention to the news, you might hear that the BEA has come out with a data revision. They are constantly getting new data and they're looking back at the information to try and get as accurate of a number as possible. Because when you're dealing with trillions of dollars, you're painting with a pretty large brush.
So how do everyday people react to these numbers when they're released every quarter? Should we all run and hide, or like when it's bad, or, you know, praise, you know, go to the door and start clapping at the GDP? What should we do as just regular everyday people?
So it's a good thing to pay attention to GDP. But just like, you know, when you go and get your temperature taken, if you're running just a slight fever, do you immediately go running to the emergency room? Probably not. Okay. But you know.
And now, wait a second. Well, there's probably a couple of people like, yep, that's yep. me. I'm going right now. Going to the. So, but there are a few people that probably would run.
Right. But there is an indicator. Okay. And so it's, you know, when GDP starts to turn negative, and by the way, again, there's a group called NEBR, the National Bureau of Economic Research. They are the ones who look at GDP and then determine whether or not we are in a recession. And a rule of thumb is usually if there's two negative GDP numbers in a row, that is an indicator that the country's in a recession. When you start to hear that, that's when people really start to pay attention of, oh, maybe there is something a little funky with the economy. Should policymakers do something about it, whether that's fiscal policy through government spending, whether that's monetary policy, what the Fed does in terms of controlling interest rates? So you're looking at the same numbers that the policymakers are. So the goal is, with good data, hopefully people can make well-informed decisions.
And they can kind of go and listen to the news, and when the GDP is up or down, they can make an informed decision about those things.
Not only
now they can, because they've listened to this segment on KMOX Radio.
Not only can they do that, but they can also go to our website, FRED, the Federal Reserve Economic Database, and look up nominal and real GDP too. It's all available for free, fred.stlouisfed.org.
How do we use the website? Is it is there a paywall?
Nope, it is completely free. FRED is the world's largest aggregate. So we don't make up the numbers. We get the numbers from other sources like the BEA.
And plug them in.
And then we plug them in. Gotcha. And it is on the front page. So if you just go to the main website, look up GDP, click on that, you'll be able to see the data in real time going all the way back to 1947.
That's Mike Kimon joining me here on KMOX Radio. He's the Senior Econ Education Specialist with the Federal Reserve here in St. Louis. Mike, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for being here.